That was Sabah and Rula Saad and a song called Yana Yana. It was a special dedication from our guest today, Firas Abu Khadija, who dedicated the song to his dad. I hope his dad was listening, or at least somebody who knows his dad was listening, so that they can convey the message to him. Firas Abu Khadija is my guest today on Hi Kifak Sava. He's been a delight to have in the studio. Probably you're sick of me, Firas, because you see me in class all quarter long, and then just when you think the quarter's over, you're dragged in here to speak about YouTube Instant.
No, that's not true. Actually, out of all of my classes that I have, I'm not saying this just because I'm on your show, but out of all my classes, yours is actually the most fun to go into because you actually have fun during class and joke and laugh, and you know, it's not like a very academic, strict class. You know, it's very... people talk and have fun and jokes and stuff.
Well, I mean, I appreciate you saying that, Firas, but also you guys are tackling a very difficult language, and I think one of the ways to make the language more accessible to students at Stanford is to make it more fun, is to use modern music instead of just, you know, sort of the classic, classical approach to language learning.
Because there's so many very interesting topics out there, but if you don't teach them in a fun way, then you can make the most interesting topic very boring if you don't put in the effort to teach it in a fun way.
Right.
And I've had some classes like that, so but not yours.
Yeah, well, thank you, Firas. Firas is here with us on Hi Kifak Sava on KZSU 90.1 FM. It is 5:03 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We also have on the line, let's check if Ahmed is still here. Ahmed, you're still there?
Yes, still up there.
any thoughts on the duet that, since you are our music connoisseur in
it's
Jordan?
It's amazing. I love it. I love it.
So you love Sabah or Rula Saad or both?
I think I like Rula.
Well, why am I not surprised that a 20-some-year-old would like Rula instead of a 90-year-old legendary singer? I think I'll leave Sabah for me, Ahmed.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? Yeah, I'm not. I mean, you know, I'm older, but I'm not 90 yet. Oh, nobody rushed to my defense. Firas Abu Khadija is looking away diplomatically, and Ahmed is suddenly silent. Ahmed, let me segue to this, because we got a tweet about Firas. And it was a question from somebody who, it's kind of like an interesting question, Firas, because it's not such a techie question that even I can and ask it. But I think maybe they were hearing you live on the radio and were listening to your energy. And the question is, what makes you wake up early in the morning with such energy to give your best during the day? This comes to us via Twitter.
That's a... I think it's an easy question, actually. I think for me, the thing that motivates everything that I do, especially recently after YouTube Instant, is I've realized that I can make the biggest impact in the world by just building stuff.
Wow.
And by just getting my hands dirty and making stuff, even if it's a silly little idea that I have. I think if you have an idea, you should try to build it. And one of the best things about being in computer science and programming is it's so easy to get your hands dirty and start building stuff. You know, if you're like a mechanical engineer, it takes like 5 years to build a bridge. You have to plan it out. You have to spend years. There's all these safety requirements and stuff. But one of the beautiful things about programming is you can program something in a day and test it out and see how it works. So I think that's probably the biggest thing that excites me about waking up in the morning is I get to build stuff.
So that's where your energy comes from getting up excited to kind of like put your next project into reality. Wow, okay. That's a good answer, Firas. It's also a very philosophical answer. I actually understood it, because between you and speaking with Ahmed and this IP, what was it, IPA you said?
API.
API, you see? I mean, I still ask me what API is. I have no clue. I thought we were speaking about, a news agency or something. Or is that AP?
That's AP, yeah.
That's AP. Ahmed, if you're still with us, you know, Firas is going to speak just a little bit about one of his current projects in the next few minutes. Have you heard of, what is it, Firas, now your latest baby is?
It's called Instant FM.
Now, Instant.fm, am I saying it right? So Instant FM is really, now even I don't know if this is a compliment to you, Firas, or not, but even I was able to understand the site and build these playlists. I mean, I'm like on there playing, you know, and it was within my reach, you know, for someone, you know, a little bit older. I didn't grow up with computers, and I'm okay with them now, but it's, you know, I was afraid when it was Instant.fm, and I checked it out. Have you, Ahmed, have you heard of Instant.fm? Ahmed?
I heard about it, actually, and I am browsing it now. Actually, what a great kid, what a guy.
He's in Jordan at 4 in the morning. He hears Instant FM. He's already on the site.
That's awesome.
How many playlists have you built there, Ahmed, so far in the last 5 seconds? How many playlists have you built in the last 5 seconds?
No, actually, I'm just browsing it, and I'm checking the songs there. It's huge. It's like a portal of songs. You can take whatever you want. You can search and find everything here.
Well, is that how you would define it? Ahmed, stay with me. Let Firas explain. I mean, it sounds exactly like what I was thinking. Go ahead, Firas. I mean, what is Instant.fm?
So it was sort of something that one of my friends and I thought of after we saw how people were using YouTube Instant. We saw that everyone was searching for music on YouTube Instant because they wanted to easy way to just type in a couple of letters and start having some of their favorite music start playing right away. So we thought, you know, why don't we make a site that sort of combines this instant gratification with music? And again, we use the YouTube API to build it really really quickly, because it's funny, these days YouTube has just about every song. You type in any song and YouTube is pretty much guaranteed to have a copy of it uploaded by either the artist or a fan.
Right.
And so, you know, it makes a good music service. So we basically put a layer on top of it that lets you make playlists of your favorite YouTube videos, and you can share them on Twitter and Facebook with your friends, because you get a unique URL for each playlist that you make.
And are you required to sign on?
No, you don't even have to sign up. You can just make it, you know, anonymously and share it. And I mean, the incentive to sign up is if you sign up, you can come back and edit your playlist at a later date.
Right.
So, I mean, the site is like, we built it a month ago. We launched it. A lot of people are using it. But I think it needs a lot of work still. I'm still, you know, not very... I think it could be a lot better.
Well, also, it's a very hard act to follow, YouTube Instant. I mean, you know, there's so many expectations that I'm sure you know.
You got to keep trying. Like, I know that it's going to be hard to make something that gets a million visitors in 10 days. I mean, like, that's not something that you can reproduce on a dime, right? It was luck. A lot of it was luck, and I know that. So.
Well, I mean, you say that, but I think a lot of it is also hard work and getting to a level where in 3 hours you're able to do something like that. Wasn't it a bet with your roommate?
It was
or something? Wait, can you tell the listeners that story? I find it hilarious that you thought you lost the bet.
I did. I lost the bet.
Only to wake up on CNN the next day, you know.
Well, yeah.
Losing a bet. I want to, you know, lose every bet I've ever made.
Yeah, so basically the bet was... I after I thought of the idea, I told my roommate, you know, what do you think about this idea? My roommate's Jake Becker, by the way. He's the guy who built Instant FM with me.
Oh, okay, because you kept saying we, and
yeah,
I was going to ask you.
Yeah, Jake Becker. He's another computer science student here at Stanford who, you know, is a good friend. And
so we should probably say a big salam to
Yeah, big salam
Becker.
Does he
speak Arabic?
No.
Oh, so he wouldn't be really good on high kifak safa. He'd probably be more on like high techie speak computer language.
Yeah, I guess.
I got that look like you would give an old person about, you know, that was the cheesiest joke you've ever heard. But it's all right. Keep going.
Sorry. I didn't mean to.
No. And I didn't mean to be so corny. Go ahead.
But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. I was saying, anyway, I was living with him for a couple of weeks over the summer, and I told him this idea, and he thought it was an idea that, like, it was kind of interesting, but nobody would use it. So he wasn't very excited about it, but I told him, I bet you I can build it in an hour.
Wow.
I don't know why I said that, just because I guess I was looking for, like, you know how sometimes you need motivation to get yourself to do something?
Yeah, but an hour, Firas, that's like brutal.
I know. I know, but I mean, like, you know, sometimes ridiculous motive things like that can motivate you.
Well, hey, whatever, you know, motivates you. But so you, were you able to do
he
it?
He took the bet. Hour? Yeah, he said, oh, I bet. He's like, you can't do it in an hour. So he took the bet. And then we didn't really bet over anything. It was sort of for fun.
I was going to say, like,
yeah.
You know.
And then it took me 3 hours. And then
3 hours? Oh, for
I lost the bet.
I am just so disappointed. 3 hours. You lost the bet. I mean, I don't know why I even have you on the show now.
I'd like to lose more bets like this.
Yeah, I definitely. If these are losing bets, I think, you know. So, Ahmed, you know, you are really the truly Ahmed Q in Jordan. You truly are like the ideal person to have on the show because you combine your interest in Arabic music with your interest in, you know, CS. And I think that having Firas and me here, you probably can speak to both of us with two different sides of your brain, Ahmed.
Yes, exactly. I think this is my favorite episode that I shared my songs, I shared my ideas, I talked to Firas, and I talked to you. It's an amazing day.
Well, I hope you'll stay with me even after Firas leaves, because I do have some of the songs you sent, and I'd love to hear your take on them before I play them, Ahmed. But because Firas has to leave pretty soon, I wanted to make sure that we play his second song that he's dedicating, and perhaps you can tell us about it. Now that song would be Firas.
It's called Kalam al-Nas, by George Wassouf, and that means I think the words are the speech of the people.
Yeah, is that what that means? Yeah, Ahmed.
Kalam al-Nas, I think.
Gossip. Oh, wow. So Kalam al-Nas is not just speech; it's gossipy speech.
The people's gossiping or something.
Yeah, how would you explain that, Ahmed? Because you are in a country where Kalam al-Nas really matters.
Well, this song tells about the talking of the people, whatever they say about two people, you know, loving each other. The singer was saying to his lover that don't care about the people, don't care about whatever they say, because it will not get benefit to us. Just ignore them and let us live the moment.
Wow, very powerful choice for us, Abu Khadija.
I didn't know.
You didn't even know.
I didn't know all
that. You
just
liked the melody and the sound of the singer's voice.
Yeah, the one of the things I like about this song is the music, like the background music has a very like traditional like sound to it, like a when I think of Arabic music, I think of, you know, that beat that goes like you know,
you hear that in
every single Arabic song. That's like the canonical like Arabic drum beat.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, it's kind of I like songs that have that very prominently in them, because it's
absolutely. It's the I think the Oriental beat which you're talking about, which is not the same rhythm as in, you know, the basis of Western music.
Right,
and that's why you know, Westerners have to learn to belly dance, whereas Arabs and Arab Americans are born belly dancing or dubke dancing.
I suppose.
I don't know. I'm not going to go to the dafke thing with you on the air, but let's just say that Firas Abu Khadija's DNA kicked in when he learned the traditional Lebanese dance. And we'll leave it at that, Firas.
I think you pretty much shared it already.
The specifics, but I'm very proud of you for embracing your culture. You are certainly an amazing American, and I think that you know, you really do give hope and a very good image for younger Arab Americans and Arabs such as Ahmed in Jordan. I mean, I'm sure you're very proud, Ahmed, of Firas.
Yes, I'm very proud that he is very genius and also an Arab descendant.
Man.
And he doesn't hide his origins, and he talks about it very proudly, and we are really proud.
Well, with
proud
the last
of
name like Abu Khadija, it would be very difficult to hide your origin. But not that Firas would anyway. I was just thinking, Firas, how funny on some of the news segments where you were interviewed. I mean, your last name became Abu Khadija.
Yeah,
you know, if you're probably used to that. And Firas actually spells his name as in English as F E R O S S, which is also in your website, Firas.
Right, firas.org.
Firas.org, so that's Feross.org. People can always check out that site. Anything else you want to promote, Firas, before leaving us today?
Maybe my Twitter.
Your Twitter. Okay, what is that?
I have a very weird Twitter username. It's Free the Firas.
Oh, I love that one. Actually, that one stuck by me. Free the Feroz.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a weird mashup between Feroz, my name, and Free the Flash, which is the first website I built.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I see.
Yeah, Free the Flash is this website that collects, like, funny videos and animations. I made it when I was, like, in high school before YouTube even existed, actually.
Wow.
So I just combined those two to make my username.
And Ahmad, if I know anything about you, you're probably on the internet now on that site. Ahmad?
Well, I was trying.
Did I not tell you? You know that.
That's funny.
That's really good. Yeah. So the song Kalam al-Nas by George Wassouf is popular or was popular in Jordan, Ahmad?
It's a bit old. It was
popular
in the 90s. But I think it has dust on it now. It's a bit old, you know?
I like old music, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. It's a very nice song. And you have a very good choice in the songs.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ahmad, for staying up with us. So what we're going to do is actually allow Feroz to make a second dedication of this song. And then Feroz will be leaving us. I'm just so proud of him for coming in and being the wonderful, energetic, amazing young person that I've known him to be for the past year.
And thank you so much for inviting me. It's my pleasure to be on KZSU.
I know you have finals, too, so it actually means even more when you had to step out of finals and you came in with, like, a smile. I thought you were going to come in going...
Oh. Oh, no.
This is like, you know, my teacher won't leave me alone.
It's my pleasure.
And Ahmad, you can stay with me for the last 45 minutes
sure.
of the show so that we can talk about some.
I'm here till the end.
He'll be here till the end, which is in, 43 minutes. That's not that bad. Ahmad, thank you very much for staying with me. We're going to play Kalam al-Nas by George Wassouf right after telling Feroz shukran, merci, and thank you for being here today, Feroz, and being the amazing young man you are at Stanford. And at home as well, I guess.
That was all three languages, shukran, merci, and thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you know the answers?
Shukran. Afwan.
Thank you.
That means you're welcome, right?
You're right.
Yeah.
And in French, if I were to say merci beaucoup to you, what would you say?
I have no idea.
Right, that's the wrong answer. No. It is de rien.
Duria,
oh la la.
Duria, you're welcome, and Afwan. There
right,
we go,
right.
I got it.
Just be careful, Firas, don't say derriere, that's something else, you know. That's
got
derriere.
It.
And it's, I think in Spanish it's de nada, de nada.
Oh, de nada, yeah, it's de nothing. Nada.
Right, it's nothing. So Firas, who are you dedicating this song to by George Wassouf?
I don't know who to dedicate it to now, because I didn't know what the song was about until... until Ahmed told me it's about two lovers, and so now I don't know who to dedicate it.
Well, I think what Ahmed was trying to say, Ahmed is still with us, but Ahmed, what did you mean by saying, is it like people gossiping about two people in love?
You know, people are, most of the time, they are jealous from the people who are having good relation and without any problem. So what they start with, they start making gossips and talking about them just to feel that they are not better than them.
Wow. And yeah, exactly. And yeah. I think that's one thing that, I have to say I experienced living in the Middle East is this. Everybody is too afraid of kalam and nas, what people are going to say. And often, it could be something good that they're saying and you should listen, but it sometimes becomes ridiculous where you're afraid to take chances or do things because you are so afraid of kalam and nas. I think George Wassouf, actually, Firas, the song is much deeper and much more empowering than I even thought. And so, you can dedicate it maybe to anybody who's defying convention.
I was gonna say that. How about I dedicate it to anyone in the Middle East now these days who is trying to follow their heart. This is going to sound so cheesy. and speak their mind even in the face of like a bunch of people who are gossiping and who are
well, absolutely, Firas, and I don't think that's cheesy at all considering the uprisings and the state of the Arab world. I think that maybe one of the things that they're doing is defying traditions, and maybe kalam and nas and the negative aspect of kalam and nas can be something of the past soon, so that the next generation doesn't have to grow up with this sort of paranoid fear of like what people are going to say, so that you feel paralyzed or scared to be yourself or to take chances.
Right. That's one of the things I love about this area, Palo Alto and Silicon Valley, Bay Area, is that people do what they want for the most part, and everyone's cool with it. Like, you know, if you want to do something crazy, start a crazy company, or you know, no one will think you're crazy. People will go, "Wow, good job, go for it." You know, they'll encourage you.
You hear that, Ahmed? We should have you move to Silicon Valley one of these days.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
I'm waiting for that moment.
Can you translate Inshallah for our listeners, Firas, because I need you to put you to work with your Arabic skills.
It's easy. That means like hopefully or God willing.
God willing. Yeah. Okay, so Inshallah, we're hoping for better tomorrow, Firas. I know you have to run and get back to your program, to your studies. I thank you for being here, and I thank you for your insight both on, you know, your on YouTube Instant, on Instant.fm, on your academic life at Stanford, on your thoughts about being Arab American. These are, I think we sort of covered so many parts of your identity, Firas.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for always being so pleasant and so wonderful and for coming in today. I'm going to leave the listeners with Kalam al-Nas by George Wassouf, who has a very sort of hoarse voice, or
very strong
voice. So don't change the dial if you think something's going on. It's a very raspy voice, and that's what makes George Wassouf George Wassouf. We'll play that one, and then I'll be back to speak with you and to speak with Ahmed about the state of the music scene in Jordan, and we'll do that together. Here is George Wassouf and Kalam al-Nas.
عنك عمري ما تقطعوا ليه يا حبيبتي نسمعوا انا عاشق بسمعوا عيوني ما حد يمنعهم وانا بالوهم هتأثر بكلام الناس كلام الناس كلام الناس كلام الناس كلام الناس
That was George Wassouf and a song called Kalam in Nas. And that song was chosen by Firas Abu Khadija, who was our guest here in the studio today on the show Hi Kifak Sava, right here on KZSU 90.1 FM. This show comes to you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Remember that after my show, to stay tuned for Trent K and the show Ehili Aku Ohoi Mai. That would be from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And this show still has a half an hour, and the fun is not over yet, because I still have a very special guest all the way from Jordan. Ahmed, are you still awake?
Yes, still.
Wow. Now, you said you're a loyal listener, but at this point, what time is it in Jordan? It is 5:30 p.m. here at in California.
It's 3:30 here.
You're up at 3:30 in the morning, yeah, Ahmed.
Yeah, I'm not snoring yet.
I'm not sure how to reward you for doing this, and the reason I wanted to keep you up is because you've discovered or uncovered some gems in terms of Jordanian music.
Well, I have many songs to dedicate here, and I'm enthusiastic about doing that. And that's what keeps me up till the moment. And I really love your show.
Well, honestly, and, Ahmed, I would we'd love to have you on the show anytime, you because you seem to be such an amazing young person who's in touch with the music scene in your country and in the Arab world in general.
Thank you, sir.
So I mean, talking about, you know, Jordanian bands, that we might not have heard of here in the United States. Who would you say is one of the hippest Jordanian bands right now?
Well, there are many singers and bands here in Jordan, but if you ask me what's my favorite,
yes,
I would say Rum Band.
Rum Band, yes, that's the song you sent us, and I really don't know much about it. I figure since I have you on the line, would you mind telling us a little bit about the song and the band,
actually,
I guess?
Rum Band was called as Petra Band before, but they changed the name to Rum Band. It has started in the 90s, and it's led by the musician Tariq Al-Nasser. Actually, the name of the band was like inspired from a region here in Jordan called Wadi Rum. It's a very touristic place.
Absolutely,
it's
beautiful desert region. Sorry. Go ahead, Ahmed.
Yes, I think you have been there once.
Yes, of course. I mean, I graduated from high school from Amman, Jordan, and Wadi Rum is one of, I mean, if you like desert landscapes and such, it is a beautiful, beautiful region.
It consists, you know, of rocky hills and red desert. It's a very amusing place to spend a day there. Actually, Rum Band made it through into popularity, composing and playing different instruments and producing very beautiful songs. One for the series, actually, like Al Jawarih, Al Kawasir, and Nihayat Rajul Shuja'.
Wow.
They are very famous series, and they composed the songs for them. The song that I picked from Rum Band,
yes,
is called Ya Ruh.
Ya Ruh, which
means,
yes,
Oh My Soul.
Oh, wow. So Ruh in Arabic is soul, and it's is it an instrumental, Ahmed?
It's like 50% instrumental, then it starts with singing.
Right, right. Because I listened to it and I found it difficult to categorize. It was very interesting sounds, but it also has a distinctly oriental beat to it, or Eastern
exactly.
beat
this
to it.
This is what's special about Rum Band. It combines singing with instrumentals.
And is Rum Band like one person or, you know, several people?
No, it's
or?
A group. It's a group of people.
And you mentioned the lead singer, did I understand?
Yes, Tariq Al-Nasser.
Tariq Al-Nasser.
He's
so Tariq,
well known here. Yeah.
So have you seen him in concert or anything in Jordan?
Yes, once in Jabal Amman, I saw a concert for him, and it was jammed there.
Really?
No car was able to get into Jabal Amman. Many people were there, thousands, you can say.
Wow.
And there were like limited seats. But at least I heard something from a distance.
Right, but you were in the concert itself. You were admitted into the concert. You were able to get tickets.
No, I was not able, but I heard the song from a distance.
Wow, talk about being sold out where even, and you can hear it from outside.
But it was a nice experience.
Absolutely,
anyway.
Absolutely. And this actually gives me a lot more knowledge in terms of maybe introducing the Rum Band and Tariq Al-Nasser, right? Nasser or Nasser?
Yes, Tariq Al-Nasser.
Tariq Al-Nasser here on High Kifak Sabah, all the way at KZSU 90.1 FM in California. And we're going to be premiering this song that you chose, Ahmed, today.
Inshallah.
Ya Ruh. And so I'm going to actually play that in a few seconds, Ahmed, but did you have a dedication for the song? Since I'm keeping you up, I think the least I can do is give you the chance to do what you will. Anybody special you want to dedicate this song to? I know you also have another song that we're going to be playing towards the end of the show, and that would be the Ahinnu ila Khubzi Ummi. We'll talk about that later. But for this one, do you have a special dedication to anybody for the Rum Band?
Actually, this song has been released as a single song in the 90s, and it was picked by a Syrian series called Nihayat Rajul Shuja', which means the end of a brave man. And later on, the song was put in an album called Ya Ruh.
Ya Ruh.
So upon that, I dedicate this song for every brave man or woman who worked hard on their lives just to get into the target.
Wow, I really like it. So again, from what I understand, Ahmad, that there is an Arabic TV series named Nihayat Rajul Shuja, The Ending of a Courageous Man, and that this song sort of featured on the soundtrack of the film, I mean of the series, I guess that's what unfortunately we haven't heard of that series, but now you've gotten me curious. Either way, this song is really interesting. We're going to play it, Ahmad, and then we'll come back to speak to you for the last part of the show, including a very special dedication I understand that Ahmad has for somebody very special in his life, and that will be towards the end of the show. But first, the mission of the Safe Haven Animal Sanctuary is to provide care and a peaceful environment for abused, handicapped, aged, or homeless animals. They also offer adoption services and relocation for feral cats in Silicon Valley. Safe Haven is located in Cupertino and is always seeking volunteers or donations. To find out more, call 408-420-7233 or visit www.safehavenanimalsanctuary.org. That's www.safehavenanimalsanctuary.org. The show here is Hi Kifak Sava. I am your DJ Ramsey. It has been a very fun loaded show with two guests today. We had Firas Abu Khadija, of course, who was in the studio and also chose two songs that I were superb for this kind of show. We also have Ahmad Q, all the way from Jordan, who is live with us at an ungodly hour there, and he will be with us till the end of the show in 25 minutes. Ahmad had spoken about the rum band, and we're going to listen to the song Ya Ruh, translated as the soul, or O soul, and S-O-U-L, and so we'll listen to the rum band, come back, speak to Ahmad a little bit more here on the show. Hi Kifak Sava, coming to you from Stanford on KZSU 90.1 FM and streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. I remind everybody once again that Trent K and her show will be coming up at 6 p.m. That's Ehile Aku Ahoy Mai, and that comes to you from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Following my show this Thursday and every Thursday. Here is Rum Band, Tariq Nassar, and the rum band and the song is Ya Ruh. Thank you.
Opera San Jose proudly presents Puccini's La Bohème, a soaring tale of love and loss among artists in 19th century Bohemian Paris.
Je vous parle d'un temps que les moins de 20 ans ne peuvent pas connaître.
Rodolfo adores Mimi, but their romance is imperiled by human frailty and artistic frustration.
Will inspiration triumph in an uncaring world? Find out in La Bohème, playing April 23rd through May 8th at the California Theater in San Jose. For tickets and information, call 408-437-4450 or visit www.operasj.org.
It is 5:45 p.m. here at KZSU 90.1 FM. The show is Hi, Kifak Sava. I'm your DJ Ramsey. I'll be with you for another 15 minutes for my show, which attempts to sort of bring East and West together and centers on the Lebanese greeting, Hi, Kifak Sava, a country where French, English, and Arabic are often intertwined and spoken simultaneously and spontaneously. I do have with me a very, very special guest today. We're really lucky to have Ahmed Q all the way from Amman. Ahmed, who's been with me for 2 hours now. Ahmed, almost 2 hours. Allah ya'tik al-afiyah.
Allah ya'afiyak. Wallahi, I am the lucky one to be talking to you and sharing my songs with you.
Yes, but this time difference, yeah, Ahmed, is I mean, I'm thinking it's only 6 p.m. here and people are just, you know, beginning their evening, and you've been up all night listening to the show via kzsulive.stanford.edu.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, tomorrow is off. I can sleep anytime I want.
Right. Because
but I can use this show.
Because, yeah. And Amman, what are the days off? I mean, I think many of our listeners don't know.
Well, Friday is officially off, but Saturday sometimes off, sometimes not. It depends on where do you work or what's the policy of the company that you work to.
And Sunday is a work day?
Sunday is work day, yeah.
Wow, yes. So, yeah, so you don't have the concept of a weekend being a two-day affair, huh?
No.
Okay. So Ahmed, the Rum Band song that you chose for us was amazing. It was haunting almost. I don't remember hearing such a beautiful composition before coming from Jordan. Great choice. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's a very inspiring band, actually. I love it.
I absolutely love them. I'm going to be in Jordan soon. I hope to check them out, and perhaps we can convince them to be guests on the Hi, Kifak Sava.
Yeah, we must attend one concert at least.
Oh, you must, absolutely. Ahmed, as you said, you were 26?
Yes, I'm 26.
So as a 26-year-old man who loves music, computers, and other things, living in Amman, Jordan, you also have family there or here?
Well, I have I have one member in Michigan, in USA, and the rest are here in Jordan.
And the reason I'm asking is because of the next song that we were going to play, which is a very, very special song, Ahmed. I don't want to, introduce it on your behalf, but it's really one of those songs that when you hear, you instantly tear up. It is a song sung by Marcel Khalife.
Exactly.
And you chose that song today called Ahinnu li khubzi ummi.
Yes. Actually, this song, it talks about a person who is, you can say his mom is dead or distant from him, but he doesn't see her a lot, and he misses her a lot, and he's singing this song for her. This song is a very nice song, very popular here. It has been composed by the Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish and sung by the Lebanese singer Marcel Khalife.
Right. I'm sorry, Ahmed, that we're having a little bit of a problem with the connection, but I think what you said is that this song was based on a poem by the Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish about his mother, and it's called Ahinnu ila khubzi ummi. Did you have a translation, Ahmed, for our listeners?
Ahinnu ila khubzi ummi, it means I miss my mom's bread.
My mom's bread, so that's the idea of having homemade bread by your mom and being maybe away from, the country, your country, and maybe being in the West and sort of having this nostalgia for the smell of baked bread the way your mom used to make it.
It's just such a misery, just to remember the smell of your mom's bread and be distant of it.
Absolutely.
Can't imagine myself living this moment.
And I think, here I am saying, for somebody living in the West, for an Arab living in the West or something, but it really could apply the other way around too, because it's all about, the smells of home and reliving your childhood by smelling something or missing something. The poem is very powerful, written by Mahmoud Darwish, and it was set to music and recorded by Marcel Khalife.
Exactly.
Do you have any info on Marcel Khalife, Ahmed? I know very little about him. I don't know much about him,
but actually I don't remember many songs for him. I'm not tracking his songs.
Absolutely. But, he's not one of those commercial artists Nancy Ajram, who you hear on the radio every 2 minutes, but he is an amazing musician. We actually have we've played several of his compositions here at KZSU through the years. We haven't really played this one. I've been checking. It's Hinnu ila khubzi ummi, and I think that just by hearing him, you'll understand why his music isn't so commercial. That's not to mean that it's not accessible. It's just it takes a very special kind of mood to be in to listen to Marcel Khalife, especially when he sings Mahmoud Darwish.
Yeah, it's very deep, I believe, and everyone who listens to it must concentrate on what he's saying and what does he pointing to. Actually, I dedicate this song to my brother Mahmoud also.
Wow.
Who is in love with this song. He adores it.
Mahmoud, where is Mahmoud?
The moment. He's in Michigan now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. I think you'd mentioned your brother Mahmoud in the past, but this would be a perfect, song for Mahmoud.
Yes.
Mahmoud is, I believe, he's your older brother or your younger brother?
He's my eldest brother.
He's your eldest brother, and he's in Michigan. Do you think perhaps he's listening to the show?
Yeah, I told him to listen, and he's now listening.
Well, good. So this song goes out to Mahmoud and maybe to anybody who misses their mom's bread. Mm-hmm. Or the smell of one of the... So I will play that song, Ahmed. It's a kind of a lengthy song, so we probably won't get to some of the other gems that you've uncovered for us via Jordan. So I am going to play the song right now dedicated to your brother Mahmoud, wishing him all the best, and thanking you, Ahmed, also for staying up with us all night. I mean, literally. You said now 6 p.m. here will be what time your time?
It's like... 10 to 4.
So 4 a.m. You're probably off to bed.
Well, I will wait till the show and then I will go to bed. It was my pleasure, I mean, to be with you all this time, and I'm ready to join you again if you want.
Thank you, Ahmed. That is greatly appreciated. We would love to have you on again, and we always appreciate you and other listeners who sort of send us these undiscovered treasures that seem to work perfectly for a show based in the United States that attempts to highlight, you know, songs and music coming from the Arab world and the Middle East in general. So thank you so much for being with me, Ahmed. I'm going to play Ahinnu ila Khubzi Ummi, dedicated to your brother Mahmoud. I want to say thank you to Firas Abu Khadija, who was with us today. And any last words, yeah, Ahmed? Because I think we need to stay tuned for Trent K's show, or you should stay tuned. But you've been up so long, but everybody else here, you have no excuse. This is a wonderful show, Ehili Aku Ahoy Mai with Trent K, that comes to you from 6 to 7 p.m. every Thursday following my show, and Trent K will be with you shortly. In the meantime, Ahmed, how do we say goodbye in Jordan?
Well, before saying goodbye, I would like to highlight that we have your show has a Facebook page. It's called Hi Kifa Sava. Hi, comma, it's Kifa, comma, Sava, question mark. If you search it, you will find it. I think you have many crowds abroad, and I think everybody must like that page and follow you there. And
something tells me, Ahmed, you had something to do with that, probably. They're all probably from Jordan, living, you know, in your neighborhood.
The well, people actually, listening. I have many fans here of you. They like the show. They listen to it. I think they hear me now. I'm not the only one who's staying up till this moment. My friends are also with me. They support me with this. And for the other fans, I would like to say thank you for tuning into KZSU Live at this time. And I'm sure that you will love the show. And there is more to come. I'm sure DJ Ramzi is not going to stop here. No, he will be more creative. He will think more and more, and you will enjoy every moment.
I just kicked back here, and I'm letting this wave of compliments just overtake the studio. I mean, I've said it before. My head is not going to fit through the door at the end of this. Ahmed, such an amazing, amazing person, and such a loyal listener, and I think quite characteristic of the spirit of generosity and kindness that you get when you visit a country like Jordan.
Well, you must come and visit and check the weather here.
Oh yeah, oh no, I am coming. Definitely, I will be there.
We treat the guests here like if they are kings and queens, you know.
Absolutely, so, and I do remember that despite, you know, different political, you know, uprisings and such in the region, Jordan has remained a very stable country.
Yes,
and I'm very glad to see that there are fine young men like you who are, you know, living there and enjoying life and able to combine their careers with their love for music and traveling. And inshallah, Ahmed, we get to host you at KZSU Live in person one of these days.
Inshallah.
Okay, I'm going to leave everybody with... So I'll say goodbye to you, Ahmed. Take care of yourself.
Goodbye.
Shukran for
Inshallah.
Being here. Merci and thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, Habibna. Yalla. Try to have a good night's sleep and sleep in on Friday morning. Ma'asalam, Ahmed. So we'll be leaving everybody here with the song that Ahmed chose, and that would be Ahinnu ila Khubzi Ummi, sung by Marcel Khalife, and sung and recorded by Marcel Khalife, based on a poem by Mahmoud Darwish about missing one's mom. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for staying with me here at KZSU Live. It's KZSU 90.1 FM. We are streaming at kzsulive.stanford.edu. My show comes to you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I hope you enjoyed the guests we had, Firas Abu Khadija, Ahmed Q, and the selection of songs and music that kind of centered today maybe more on Jordan than on Lebanon, but hey, it's still this Arabic language, and it's still an East meets West melange, so I think we are in good shape. Here is Ahinnu ila Khubzi Ummi and Marcel Khalife.
أمي وقهوتي أمي ولمسة أمي أحن إلى خبز أمي وقهوتي أمي ولمسة أمي وتكبر في الطفولة يوما على صدري يومي وتكبر في الطفولة يوما على صدري يومي وأعشق عمري لأني إذا مت أخجل من دمعي أمي آه من دمعي أمي خذيني أمي إذا أعدت يوما وشاحا لهدبك وغطي عظامي بعشب تعمدا من طول كعبك آه وغطي عظامي بعشب تعمدا من طول كعبك وشد وثاقي بخصلة شعر بخيط يلوح في ذيل ثوبك بخيط يلوح في ذيل ثوبك عساني أصير إلهاً أصير عساني أصير إلهاً إلهاً أصير إذا ما لمست قرارة قلبك أمي 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 يا حن إلى خبز أمي وقهوتي أمي ولمسة أمي وتكبر في الطفولة يوما على صدري يومي وأعشق عمري لأني إذا مت أخجل من دمعي أمي آه من دمعي أمي وحبل غسيل على سطح دارك ضعيني إذا ما رجعت وقودا بتنور نارك أمي وحبل غسيل على سطح دارك لأني فقدت الوقوف بدون صلاة صلاة نهارك لأني فقدت الوقوف بدون صلاة صلاة نهاري آه كلكم بدون صلاة صلاة نهار.
حتى أشارك